Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, Big Al Mac, you don't have the best record when it comes to making sure your girlfriend has a good day on big occasions.
I swing.
You know, you swing for the fences.
I swing for the fences, but half the time I do strike out, yeah.
Yeah, half the time you do more than half, probably.
Yeah, probably so.
So we'll find out how Big Al celebrated Dr. Girlfriend's birthday, which was?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, all right. We'll find that out in 15 minutes. Also, Beat the Bank coming up in 30 minutes. That's so make sure you have your phone handy, because the only way to get in is to be the right caller.
All right.
And Kelly went to the Kentucky Derby. We'll find out what went down when she made her way out there with her hat that she bought.
I did, and there was somebody at the very end as I'm leaving, because I was doing the red carpet interviews, and they had a lot of, like, these, I guess, local, maybe college football players or something.
Right.
They were still walking the red carpet.
Maybe some Kentucky Wildcats.
Just for some pictures and stuff. And one of the girlfriends had on my hat.
Oh.
Same hat and everything.
No. Same hat.
That's
so
good.
I ducked and ran out the other way. No, it's not good.
No, you never want to have the same outfit on as another girl.
No, I get excited when I see a dude with the same shirt.
I ran the other way.
Oh, undie check, JC. Undie check.
Yeah, boy, these boys get so excited about having matching underwear.
I got Under Armour.
I got my food of the loom.
You guys have been out of sync for a while.
Yeah,
we had a couple syncs.
I spent $40 on this hat.
Yeah.
And you should have seen some of the hats there. I thought, you know, every woman had on a hat. There were a few rare exceptions. Some of them had on these monstrosities.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how they could balance their heads.
Right.
But it's all about the pomp and circumstance. And some ladies just had on Target. You know what I'm saying? They just put a hat on just to have a hat.
You can't go wrong with Target. Oh, by the way, we also have a shot for your team to become a star. We have details on that.
Okay.
Don't let me forget about that. We gotta remind you. Speaking of becoming a star, let's get to the summer camp giveaway.
Yeah. All right.
Because
today's a good one.
Yeah, we decided to keep it going this week. We normally do it just for 1 week, but we got so many letters and we felt bad turning all these kids down because these camps really can change your life.
Sure.
As a kid, you will always remember these experiences. So we want to send kids out there. Kelly, you have a letter for us?
I do. Let me go ahead and read it.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has been my dream to attend a Septian camp since you had the contest with Scooter Braun. Remember we did the talent scout and get to meet Scooter Braun and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my family has been restricted for some time because of my father's epilepsy. He had brain surgery in March. He's doing great now. So now is the time. I'm in the gifted and talented singing group for our county, and I won a $500 scholarship from the Georgetown County Cultural Council in South Carolina. That paid for private vocal lessons for this past school year. Thank you guys for your consideration. And by the way, I love you guys. And that's from Taylor Cox.
Taylor Cox is on the phone with us right now, actually.
Hey, Taylor.
Kelly. Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, my little Carolina girl.
Hi.
What city do you live in?
Pawleys Island.
My mother was a realtor in Pawleys Island.
Oh, really?
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
I have a bunch of family that lives there, too. It's a beautiful place on the water.
You know what Pawleys Island is known for?
No.
What?
Do you know, Taylor, what Pawleys Island is known for?
Pawley? Crackers?
No.
The beaches?
Well, the beaches, but the hammocks.
Oh, the hammocks on the beach?
Yeah, the hammock shops.
That's right, the hammock shops.
Really?
Yeah, Taylor and I got this.
Taylor knows.
All right.
So, Taylor, your dream is to become a singer one day.
Yes, sir.
And you've been waiting for your dad to be a little bit healthier for you to go do this because you want to be around for him, right?
Yeah.
Who would you say you sort of sound like when you sing?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of, you know, just my own unique.
Good answer.
Well, we want to hear some of that right now.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, Al. Just
break me off a little bit of something.
Is there a little song? Yeah, what's your favorite song right now?
I actually just had a talent show that I did for my school, and I sang I Will Survive by, you know, Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. We've been to one too many karaoke bars.
Yeah. could you give us a hook to that?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, why not?
You want me to start from the beginning?
Sure. Yeah, wherever you feel comfortable.
Just sing it for a few seconds.
First I was afraid.
First I was afraid. And I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along and show your back.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going.
From outer space.
She thought we were telling her to stop. We're digging it.
That's awesome, Taylor.
That's really good. That's
wow.
What do you think? You know, she's asking us to send her to Septian Camp. That was sort of like her little audition.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Linda Septian and the Septian Group have this camp, Taylor. Have you heard of Linda Septian?
Yes, sir.
You have?
Well, she wrote about it.
Yeah, you did. Of course. Yeah. Of course you heard of
her. Yes.
So what we're going to do is June 8th through June 12th and July 6th through July 10th, you're going to show up daily from like 9 in the morning till 4 p.m. It's going to be a full-on, we're going to make you a pop star camp.
And this is a special camp because it's only limited to 20 students. So you're going to be one of 20. That's how exclusive this camp is.
Really?
Yep.
And by the way,
we're going to send you to this camp.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're going to go to Septian's camp. She taught Demi Lovato vocal lessons, Selena Gomez, Jessica Simpson, Casey Musgraves. Those are the names that are up there with her. And you're going to be joining this vocal coach, Taylor.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And the cool part about this camp, Taylor, is, you know, it's not just singing because it's really the whole package.
Right.
I love that, you know, that there's classes on stage presence and because it really is all about performing.
Yeah.
So you do, you know, you work out as you sing, running on a treadmill. You do a lot of stuff just practicing.
Movement.
Yeah. And dancing and your stage presence. It's really exciting.
What she wants to do, Taylor, basically, is they want to explore your undiscovered musical abilities because, you know, I'm sure you've been on stage a few times, but she will discover those things that you can hone in on. And, man, you're going to be 10 times better when you're done.
Yeah.
We're so excited for you, Taylor.
I'm excited, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No problem, Taylor.
You got a couple extra bucks. Bring me a hammock.
No, bring it. Bring some boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
I want some from in the brown paper bag on the side of the road stand, not the can.
Got you bringing all kinds of stuff down here.
She loves them, too.
We'll see you here in the summer, Taylor. Is there anything that you're looking forward to working on? In particular?
Not really in particular. Like, I guess everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Make it better. Make it better.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, girl.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay, Taylor?
Okay.
Congratulations.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
There's Taylor. She's going to be at the Septian Group summer camp.
That sounds fun.
Only 20 kids get chosen for that.
Right.
That's like getting accepted to college almost.
Yeah.
You know, some camps you can just sign up for. No, you have to be accepted at this camp.
You have to audition for this camp.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank's coming up in 15 minutes. Don't forget, that's your shot at winning up to $1,000 inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. And Kelly at the Kentucky Derby, that's coming up in 20 minutes.
Right.
Cool. Can't wait to hear.
And by the way, if you want to talk to Emma Kelly, Kelly Raspberry's daughter.
I'm little picture right now. It's so cute.
Emma Kelly is now helping Elena answer phones as a phone screener.
Emma Kelly, taking your calls now. She's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
She's extremely excited.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Be nice. She is my daughter.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to warn some people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Talking to an 8-year-old girl.
Hold on. I'm calling. I'm calling the request line. Of course!
You know what? You promoted Beat the Bank.
It happens to us.
That's what happens as soon as we're not playing now.
We're not playing yet. We'll tell you when to call.
How do you get through it? It always says doo-doo-doo.
That's because it gets clogged up.
Yeah, everybody dials at once. It freaks out.
So even when you ask us, what's the secret to getting in? We don't know.
We can't do it either.
Even I don't know how to do it at times.
Yeah.
We got a cool contest. Let me get to this real quick before we get to Big Al Max's birthday bash with his girlfriend. Because a listener named Sean Lee... He works a regular 9-to-5 job, but he DJs on the weekend to make a little extra money because he has a dream, and his dream was to DJ live on the radio. And he nailed it on Friday during Flush the Format. Here's a little clip of him spinning it up. Look at that. So we do I Have a Dream.
Yeah.
And he wrote us a letter. And from time to time during the year, we'll continue to do these I Have a Dream things. And that was his. He just wanted to mix live on the radio. And
that's easy. We can do that.
That's easy. We can do that. By the way, you can listen to his mix at KidNation.com. So the response we received sparked a fun new contest for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because the Kid Craddock Morning Show is now looking for the best DJs around the country.
Oh.
We got a lot of response from people who do this.
Okay.
Once they heard Sean Lee spinning on Friday.
Like, I can do that.
Yeah. So if you've recently been to a wedding reception, corporate event, club, or a party where the DJ gave everyone the time of their lives, we want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to KidNation.com, submit the name of the DJ who knows how to mix it up, And they could be crowned an official Kid Nation DJ and have their skills featured on the radio.
Wow.
Like Sean, here's another clip of Sean. Going down for real? Yeah.
Mixing from Duran Duran.
That's talent. I mean, that's
pretty good
right there.
Also, if you're a mixed DJ who wants your talents featured on the radio, you can submit a clean sample of your work at KidNation.com as well. You don't have to be just nominated. You can nominate yourself.
Clean sample.
Clean sample. You could be crowned an official Kid Nation DJ as well.
I'm thinking most DJs are probably still sleeping, so we'll probably mention this a little later on in
right.
the show.
That's why we wanted to say if you want to nominate a DJ, you've been to a wedding over the weekend or whatever, because there was a bunch of weddings, or an event. Maybe you're a Big Al Max Barr and he had a DJ before the fight.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of DJs come through there.
Now, Big Al Max?
Yeah.
How was the weekend? Because this is the weekend we were looking all forward to.
Yeah, this is the thing about this weekend. It was my girlfriend's birthday. Not just birthday, 30th birthday. So yeah. I know that's big. And I've had a few little missteps in the past trying to plan a special night out with my girlfriend. So I wanted this one to be kind of cool. So rather than buy her necklace or watch or whatever, I wanted to do something, have like an experience. So at first we planned this trip to Vegas for her birthday. She's never been to Vegas, and we're going to go up on Friday, come back on Sunday, which was actually her birthday. Boom, boom, boom.
Man, if you would have booked it at that time before the fight was announced, this is before the fight was announced.
You would have been set.
You would have been set, because even if you couldn't go, you could have given your room away and sold it for a premium.
Probably so. Probably so, because you couldn't get a room. You couldn't get a room. So when they did announce the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, I was like, I own a sports bar. This is a big fight. People have been waiting on this fight for years. I better stay here. So
it was just rumblings that it was going to happen on that date. So you had to basically leave that date open.
Right. So then came the decision on my part. What am I going to do to help her celebrate her birthday on just Sunday the 3rd, as opposed to the whole weekend? So my first idea was, okay, the morning of her birthday, Sunday morning, we get up and catch a flight to Vegas. And I was thinking maybe people have checked out of the room by then and have to go to Vegas at 6 o'clock in the morning, come back on a 7 o'clock flight that night. We'd have maybe 9-10 hours in Vegas.
What would you want to do in those 9 to 10 hours in Vegas?
Gamble. She's never been.
She just wants to gamble and hang out.
Well, I would just hang out. She's supposed to see the city.
Okay.
So, it wasn't going to be cheap, but it wasn't going to be terribly expensive. But at the end of the day, it was 3 or 4 hours in a plane one way.
Yeah.
9 hours there, and we're going to be tired from watching the fight the night before. So I'm like, maybe.
And you got to remember, Big Al Mac's girlfriend is a doctor, and she works super long hours.
Yeah.
And she's got to be tired when she does have a day off.
So after I thought about that for a little while, I'm like, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
Right.
So my plan B idea was, maybe, she loves her family. Obviously, her family's in Miami. Maybe fly her family up here, mom, dad, brother, and we'll go to brunch and kind of hang out for an afternoon.
Is this the idea you were super excited about last week you wouldn't tell us about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
And this idea had been in my head for a month or a month and a half.
Of course.
The way Al works... Al, I think you know what's in my head, so I don't have to necessarily tell you. I didn't tell them or invite them until like a week out, and they're like, man, we wish we could, but such short notice, we can't. So I was thinking a week was okay, but anyway. Okay, no fault of theirs. They couldn't make it. So now...
You think a week out for...
Well, some people it would be fine.
Yeah.
But other people have lives and obligations.
Yeah, sure.
And it's
for
not
some people, it'd be like, I could go today if you asked me.
Yeah. But it's not just one person. It's mom, dad, brother.
Yeah. So anyway, now I'm 6 days from her birthday, and I have no plan. No plan whatsoever. So I'm like, well, what do I do? Okay. Kelly, we're sitting around there during a commercial break. Somebody came up with the idea... Have you ever looked up a boating trip? And I'm like, boating trip?
Boating?
And rain. Where's the water? We don't have any water. This is Dallas, Texas. So I start Googling boat trips.
Any water.
There's lakes.
I know, there's lakes.
His buddy Andy owned a boat called No Fat Chicks, and he used to go out on it every weekend. Suddenly forget.
Yeah, your old buddy Steve had that trucker boat that we always went on.
But where's the water?
I know. I just hadn't thought about something like that.
Look outside the studio. There's a lot of water out there.
Yeah, we're next to Lake Carolyn.
So anyway.
We're literally next to Lake Carolyn.
Kelly, I have a question. Where is the water at?
So here's the thing. I said, we got three other couples that we like to hang out with a lot.
Of course.
So, you know me, I can't go out by myself. So I called my three couples, and I'm like, are you guys available on Sunday for a 5 or 6 hour deal? I didn't tell them what was going on. I didn't tell her what was going on. She loves surprises, my girlfriend.
She does.
So I said, let's meet at the restaurant. We're going to go to brunch, and then I'm going to take us to a lake. Uh-huh. All right? That's all I told him. And they're like, okay, that sounds good.
When you told her you were going to take her to a lake.
I didn't tell her.
I
told my friend.
Okay.
I didn't tell her. I just told her, dress casual, you know, that we're going to do something outside. So we pack up bags, coolers full of wine and champagne and cheese and all kinds of meat and stuff like that. And so we get to the restaurant. The party bus pulls up after brunch, and we get on the bus. She still has no idea where we're going. And
is she seeming excited at this point?
Okay. Yes.
Good. That's good.
I said, you haven't.
Because you made an effort.
Yeah. I said, you have not even asked where we're going. She goes, I love surprises.
Good.
So I'm thinking, I'm golden right now.
Right.
We can just ride around in the bus.
Well, surprise.
Your girlfriend right now is going,
oh, yay.
Yeah. So she's never been to this particular lake. Went to a lake called Lake Grapevine, and it's right by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we come down the hill, and there's rows and rows and rows of boats, just beautiful boats. And we call Captain Dave. That's the guy's name, Captain Dave.
So by now she knows where you're going.
She knows we're going to water.
Okay.
She actually started kind of tearing up that I brought her to water for some reason. I guess, I don't know why.
She just loved it.
She did. She loved. She was excited.
Okay.
She was genuinely excited. So went out and saw Captain Dave.
She started tearing up.
And he took us to this 38-foot sailboat.
Was it beautiful?
It was beautiful,
oh,
Kelly.
Good.
It was beautiful. He told us the history of the boat, and it was 30 or 40 years old, and where the wood was from. I mean, just all.
But honest, that stuff is boring when they tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
So we go down in the
galley?
The
poop deck?
Hull of the boat. You get on the boat, you're on the
deck.
Deck.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
And you go downstairs, and it seats 8 people. And we're down there, and he's talking to us about where the boat, blah, 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 and how beautiful it is. He goes, here's the little piddle-paddle room. It's for number ones only. And, you know, he just tells us everything about the boat.
Good.
And so we set sail.
Did you have, like, you treats on the boat,
yes,
too?
Yes, we have treats. We have champagne, mimosas. I mean, we got
everything. Perfect. That'd be kind of a letdown if you're on the boat and it's like, with something to eat or drink. You're I didn't bring anything. But you did.
Perfect.
You did the spread.
Had all that.
Right.
Our friends took care of that.
Dr. Goldberg excited now?
She was excited and had a good time. And we're up on the bow of the boat, I think.
Yeah.
The front.
Like where you can go, I'm king of the world?
Yeah. We're up there and we're kind of chilling out. Then the captain let her steer. And so she's driving the boat. It has a big round steering wheel.
Yeah.
Like a sailboat,
like
right?
Like a wooden one, like a pirate one.
Yeah. This boat was 40, 50 years old, but it was immaculate. And we sailed around for like 2 hours and had the greatest time with Kirk, my best friend. You know, this is the one thing. Like, she hangs out with my friends more than she hangs out with her friends. So I kind of invited friends that we both know.
Right. Yeah, it makes it comfortable.
Because it probably got weird when you said that one friend of hers was super hot.
Didn't get weird too, just then.
Yeah.
So, but we had the greatest time, got back on the party bus, went back to the bar and did presents and cake and all that kind of stuff. And she thanked me all day. And,
good.
Uh-huh. And the rest of the evening got a little thank you, too.
Because it's about you. Yeah.
Got a little muchos gracias, senor.
I love that guys still want some sort of payment for doing something for our payment. Birthday.
It was actually she got sick last night, so and she was like, "Oh, my stomach."
Because the boat?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was. She just wasn't feeling good. But
it was
anyway,
a lot being the sun and everything.
Yeah, it was just Kelly. I wish I could tell you something went wrong because normally
there's not a butt.
Wish I could tell you.
Normally,
I
mean, to make a fun of your story,
comedic purposes.
Because normally, when I come up with a plan, it does not work flawlessly.
Never. Yeah,
and it worked. One of the ladies on the, Chris, one of the ladies, one of our guests, she had these little gift bags with little hats and stuff for everybody. And it was just fantastic.
That's a wonderful idea if somebody else wants to do
it. It was
a little sail trip.
Good idea, yeah.
It was
a couple hours out on a sailboat.
The guy, his first mate, I guess, Gilligan, on the boat,
mm-hmm.
this little kid from high school, we're up here. And, and he's like having the time of his life because he's captain. He's like, you know, steering a sailboat. And he's a senior in high school.
What a great job, right?
Yeah, awesome job. I mean, it was fantastic.
Al, can you think of the last time one of your plans went according to plan?
No.
Like I can't.
No. Not in any regard of anything. No. It never comes together. But this one, by the grace of God, just came together. Beautiful weather. I mean, it was a fantastic day. It was great.
And did you get a present aside from that?
You know what? I didn't. Oh. I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I was so busy. You know,
30th, you need to give her a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I was going to. And I still can. But
a piece of jewelry, huh?
It's too late now.
No, it's not.
You love piece of jewelry?
It would have been nice to have given her like a bracelet or something that she could always wear and remember her 30th. That's what my mom did for me. She gave me a bangle bracelet.
Yeah.
I always look at it and remember that was my 30th birthday present.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I didn't. And I felt bad. I was like, because her friends all had presents for her and stuff. I'm like,
You got her a sailboat.
That's pretty big.
An experience. I think that's cool, though. Because that's what we like as girls, like just time spent together.
And something that you'll remember.
Yeah. And a piece of joy.
No, because don't girls around that age now start looking at...
No, 30-year-old wants a piece of joy.
Yeah? Yeah. But if you get a box, you're going to think it's going to be something else.
No, it depends on the shape of the box, JC.
Yeah, you have
to... You don't get anything resembling a ring box.
No, you got to do the long box.
You have to get to do a long box or do a bigger square box, like the size of maybe your cell phone or something. Yeah. If it's not an engagement ring, then you don't want to put it in that little box.
I really was thinking about you all day yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I hope it's going all right.
Well, thank you, brother. It did. It went great.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Part of me was going like, if he does screw it up, it's going to be great
on the
radio.
It's going to be a great story.
Yeah. but I'm so happy.
And I'm
for
like,
you.
I was so nervous. I'm like confirming with the party bus guy.
Yeah.
I did call you, right? I wasn't just imagining it. I'm calling Captain David. We did have a conversation, right? You didn't need a credit card deposit because he's like, I operate on just your word. You say you're going to show up.
Wow.
Give it up for Big Al Mack not screwing it up.
So
well done.
It came together, man. It came together.
Happy birthday to Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend!
What's next with her? Hanging out?
Well, you know.
Well, she's got about a week.
A week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We find out
if she is going to be matched with the hospital here. Uh-huh. Or if she's going to have to move to Akron or Detroit or Boston or Fort Lauderdale or...
So was that kind of like was her 30th birthday kind of like a going away party too?
No. You're not going to ruin this for me.
No, I'm not trying to. I want you guys to be happy.
But the reality is we're going to find out next week. And she goes, when I do get this email or letter or whatever it is, I assume it's an email. She goes, you'll probably have to read this for me because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
Are you going to cry if it says, welcome to Cleveland?
Oh, man. I just don't be a city that sucks. Like, I'd even hate that for her. Like, Detroit.
Well, you should be saying, I hope it's Dallas.
Well, I do. I do hope it's Dallas. I do hope, but I'm just saying, I hope it's not a city that sucks. Like,
have you guys talked about it? Because I know you guys weren't really talking about what you're going to do.
We haven't talked about it.
Still haven't talked about it.
We haven't.
We're 2 weeks out. We're going to find out.
We're a week and a day out.
And when would she, if she had to move away, when would that be? In the fall?
It would be the following year.
Oh, okay.
So she had, they give people, I guess, enough time to kind of make arrangements with, you know, because you're moving for 3 years. You're going to be living in that city.
Yeah, finalize relationships, whatever you need to do.
Wrap up any loose ends.
Good luck with that one, Al.
Thank you.
At
least the birthday went well.
Maybe we'll read it on the air. I don't know.
No.
Would you be able to do it?
Ow.
I'm saying this. I love that idea. I haven't run that past her, but
that's a great idea.
I don't know. Some things are very private.
I think she'd want to be. She's not going to want to be in the studio when you do that, and she probably wants to be there.
Her reaction might not be a positive one, and she might not want.
Yeah.
Will you at least record it just in case?
Oh,
I just want to I want to be a part
just
of it.
In case it's a good reaction.
Maybe it's a good reaction.
I want to hear how Alec handles it.
And then if she's not cool with us playing it, then that's fine. But you know,
maybe we'll do it on Tuesday. Maybe we'll do it in the middle of turtle racing, middle of turtle Tuesday next week.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. We need caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good news if you want to be a pop star. We got details on the big break in about 20 minutes. We did that last year.
Yeah.
This is where we put you in front of some very important people if you win this competition. Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 40 minutes. What are you working on
We're going to talk about the weekend box office, which was incredibly huge. Plus, is Cameron Diaz's marriage already in trouble?
Oh, no.
They have it, February they just got married.
Wow. I want to bring in Emma Kelly because Kelly Raspberry brought her daughter to work today.
Yes. You want to put your headphones on, baby?
Yeah, put them on. We're going to have a very special Love Letters to Emma Kelly edition.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, we're going to make her work since she's here.
Because why not? And but before we do that, we do have to give away some money. It is time.
Beat the bank on a Monday.
Come on, Emma Kelly. You can do this, too.
Beat the bank with Emma Kelly. Beat the bank.
She doesn't want to whisper.
Beat the bank.
All right, let's meet.
Beat the bank.
Jeff Wallace, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Awesome. You are caller number 19, which means you get to go inside the bank vault and have that door start closing on you, and hopefully you win a bunch of money, Jeff.
Yeah.
Is that a race car driver's name, Jeff Wallace? Am I thinking of something else?
That's my cousin, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny Wallace.
All right. Cousin Kenny. All right. Got it.
Hold on, Jeff. We're going to ask, is it really your cousin?
No.
Oh. You never know, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
You know what? You say it with confidence, and everybody
believes you. Yep.
You never know.
All right. What do you do, Kenny?
Jeff, you mean?
Yeah, I'm Jeff.
I race cars. I'm a traveling salesman.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
They're still traveling salesmen.
Yeah.
What do you sell?
Oh, yeah. Two utilities, pipes, fittings, stuff like that.
Okay.
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 Good stuff.
Yeah.
Married, single, kids?
Married, 25 years.
Wow.
Man, so is that the secret to being married, is staying gone a lot?
My marriage has been a lot better since I've been on the road.
Good deal, buddy.
Well, Jeff, hopefully we win some money so that you could split that with your wife.
Or not tell her.
Or not tell her.
She won't know. She'll know. She's listening, I'm sure.
All right.
We'll tell her it's a different Jeff Wallace.
Right, with a different cousin Kenny.
Yeah, exactly.
A different traveling salesman, Jeff Wallace.
Not the Jeff you know.
Nope, not the Jeff you know, baby.
Jeff, the rules are we're going to put you in the vault. The door's going to be closing. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. When you hear the one you think is the highest, you yell stop for us as loud as you can, and that's how much money you win. But if you gamble...
Right.
If you gamble too much and it closes all the way on you, Jeff, you're going to win nothing, okay?
I got it.
All right.
You got it.
Al, how are you feeling this morning?
Jeff,
I'm feeling great.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you, I had such a great day yesterday. I'm going to shoot more positive vibes your way. I'm feeling really good about the weekend, feeling good about you and your chances.
All right, there you go. By the way, Al has no idea.
I have no earthly idea.
None
sir.
Of us do.
So you just go with your gut, Jeff.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Here we go. Good luck.
You're welcome. Let's play.
Beat the bank!
$180. $250. $320. $380, $430, $520, $640, $710, $800, $920.
There we go. Stop.
Oh, man.
You passed out. I couldn't hear you breathing.
You're the best traveling pipe salesman ever. You have nerves of steel.
It was $900 what? It was
$920.
$920 for Jeff Wallace.
Oh, boy. Jeff Wallace.
Do you think it would have gone to $1,000 or you just didn't want to risk it?
Let's see.
He wants to see. Okay, let's see.
Let's run it all the way here. We're at $920. Go.
Jeff, this is your day, dog.
Oh my God. You're going to close a big deal today?
This is your day.
Wow.
By the way, did you hear Jeff stay so calm? He's like, that's it right there. Stop.
I would have at that point. Do you think he would just see if it go to 1,000?
Yeah.
And he said no.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Hey, well, you know.
Did you put money on the fight also, Jeff?
No, I didn't even watch the fight.
Didn't even watch it.
You didn't miss much.
What are you going to spend $920 on?
My wife and I need a new cover for the pool. There we go.
A pool cover.
A pool cover.
Well, that's unique.
Very practical.
You know?
Yeah. He's got this top of mind. Okay.
Jeff got a pool?
Selling pipes must pay pretty well.
The next best thing to having a friend with a pool is owning a pool. You want to have a friend with a pool.
Yeah, you don't want the pool because they're expensive, huh, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah.
You made our morning. That was fun.
Good job, Jeff.
Are you traveling today, Jeff?
I'm on the road right now.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, you have a great day. Thank you for playing Beat the Bank with us, and great job.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on.
That's crazy.
Whoa, that's nuts. That
that's
is nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, after he got to like $600, $700, I was like, I guess he's going to wait for $1,000.
Well, I just thought maybe I couldn't hear him, so I thought maybe he was
passed out somewhere.
I was so happy when he finally spoke up.
Oh,
if you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play an hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
So we play twice a day.
That's right.
I don't know. Now, we don't know how much money he's going to be giving away the next time.
Ooh. It always changes. You have nerves of steel like Jeff Wallace did. Wow.
Yes. Now, we do have Emma Kelly in studio. Hi, Emma Kelly.
Hi. Bye.
Before we get to your very exclusive love letter for the day, we want to show you what your mommy was up to this weekend because she went out of town, right?
Right.
Did you miss her?
Yes.
She was at the Kentucky Derby.
Emma Kelly was busy as well. She went camping with her daddy.
Ooh. Oh, you went camping, Emma Kelly?
Yes, I did.
How was camping?
The scariest part of it was going on the barn swing.
The barn swing? Why?
Because it's high.
No, it's too high. Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Did y'all stay in a tent and stuff?
Cabin.
Cabin.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's better. That's better than the tent.
Yeah. I don't want to stay in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one person slept in a tent because she didn't like dad snoring. But none of the dads snored because there was barely anybody in there.
Mm. Oh, daddy snores a lot.
It's one of those adventure princess daddy and daughter things. Okay.
So I'm sure since you were camping, Emma Kelly, you missed the Kentucky Derby? You didn't get to watch it? Oh, it's okay. We'll recap it for you because American Pharoah won the 141st Kentucky Derby over the weekend.
It was the favorite.
He was the favorite to win. Unlike R.J. Pharoah in the Kid-tucky Derby, who did not even place in Jenna's race.
Yeah.
But he was neck and neck with Firing Line and Dortmund.
Dortmund was the one our listener.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dortmund had the early lead too, and I was thinking, I was like, oh, our listener, that's the one she put 500 on.
I'm thinking, I hope somebody placed that bet for me.
Yeah.
Firing Lane came in a close second. Yeah. It was a really close race. Here you go.
They're all in line. We're ready for the start. They're off in the Kentucky Derby, and they're into the stretch.
Oh,
and it's an American Pharoah. Firing Line. Dortmund is down at the rail as they come into the final furlong. American Pharoah, Firing Line, not done yet. And these two come into the final 16th. It's American Pharoah in front. Firing Line. Dortmund is third. Frosted is fourth. Coming to the finish, American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Kentucky Derby. Firing Line was second. Dortmund was third. Frosted finished fourth in a final time of 2:03.02. Victor Espinosa has won the Kentucky Derby 2 years in a row.
Oh, man.
Well, see, a lot of long shots won the races leading up to the big one. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So long shots were really paying off.
I had Ocho going.
A lot of celebrities on the red carpet were picking Ocho, Ocho, Ocho.
Yeah.
Frosted was a very popular one among the celebrities.
Now, Kelly, when did the red carpet take place? Like before the race or the day before?
Noon till 2, the day of.
The day of the race.
Yes.
So Kelly Raspberry was out there, Emma Kelly, your mommy, interviewing the biggest of the biggest celebrities.
Oh, boy.
But our favorite, we're going to play you one clip because if you want to watch all the interviews, you got to watch Dish Nation tonight.
Okay.
I don't think they'll even have all of them there, but they'll have them like on DishNation.com, I think.
How many did you interview, Kelly, roughly?
I don't even know.
It seemed like you were back on Instagram finally. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm back on Instagram.
A lot.
Well, Greg went with us, Greg Jake, and he was taking pictures while I was interviewing, so I posted as many as I could on Instagram.
Okay, perfect.
So please go follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to get those back up. I lost them all in a big hack.
Watch Dish Nation tonight.
And watch Dish Nation.
Biggest celebrity you interviewed?
Gosh, it's kind of hard because what happened was there were some really big celebrities there, but they're down, like I was like in the middle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you see them down there and they're interviewing and you're waiting for them. But in the meantime, here comes level B and level C celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing there in front of you.
You
have to interview them.
Yep.
And so while I'm giving them my attention, because I don't want to be that person who's talking to them and looking around.
Yeah.
Like JC when he pushes someone away. When
exactly.
Comes
sorry,
by.
Jake Pavelka.
And then I look up. And A-list is gone.
Oh,
there wasn't a lot of A. It was a lot of B.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
But it's okay. I mean, I did the best I could.
Okay. Well, our favorite interview, according to the production staff.
Because they had to listen to all of it.
Yeah, they did have to listen to all of it. Our favorite was with NASCAR driver Brian Vickers.
Oh, no.
Do you remember this interview, Kelly?
Yeah, I do.
Let's take a listen to Emma Kelly, are you ready to learn?
Yes.
Okay.
Brian Vickers,
NASCAR driver, Big Al.
Okay.
What's the next race coming up for you?
Well, I'm out for a bit with blood clots, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Were you in that commercial?
Yes.
That was you on that TV commercial with those other people with blood clots. No, yes. That's it.
Oh, boy.
That's so funny. I just saw that on TV. Yeah.
You're so excited.
I knew you look more familiar than just for racing.
Yep.
Well, you know.
You're so excited that he has blood clots.
He was in the commercial with Arnold Palmer and Neil something.
You're so excited.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm that guy with the blood clots.
Well,
I saw you on that blood clot commercial.
Like an idiot asking him when he's going to race. Well, I can't race anymore because I got blood clots. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, I feel bad. But then I remembered.
Yeah, then you got excited.
I felt bad.
Oh my God, you're the guy with blood clots. clots. Can I take a selfie with you?
No, I didn't do any selfies. I saw other interviewers doing that on the red carpet, and I think that's unprofessional, and I didn't do it. And also, I'm a rule follower.
Of course.
So I went down, and when I got there, there were people standing on the red carpet. There was like a barricade.
That's what I did.
And I was like, well, I guess I'm supposed to be on that side. So I went down there. The girl said, no. Only three people have been approved to stand on that side, NBC, you know, because they have the, you know.
Just do it.
And she goes, and those people who aren't supposed to be here, they're going to be kicked off the minute the red carpet starts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave.
No.
And guess what happened?
What?
Nobody got kicked off.
No.
Me, the rule follower, again, gets screwed.
Of course.
Because I'm the rule follower.
Kelly, I'm telling you, the only reason I got to talk to Rihanna barely that day was because I stood out. I stood over the rope on the red carpet when she was walking
but
by.
But she was mean. She said, no, they're all getting kicked off except for those three.
No,
and I believed
not.
Her.
They can't control it once
and
the interviews start.
Right.
You know. The red carpet's a brutal process.
And if they tell you to stay off the red, just stay off of it until you interview. Because they will never cut you off.
I couldn't. Stand on the red carpet because there was a barricade.
Just jump
like
it.
A little wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just unhook
jump it.
Yeah.
But
so,
I did talk. You know, I talked to some.
You did. Do you think on Dish Nation tonight? You know how when you interview someone, they always have the name in caption below. They're gonna have Vickers guy with blood clots like.
Blood clot Brian.
I doubt that would make Dish Nation. I doubt that.
Here's NASCAR driver Blood Clot Brian. Kelly renamed him.
I did interview Neo, though. That was pretty
good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love songs.
I wanted to interview Marilyn McCoo.
Who's that?
Oh, wow.
And Billy Davis. And I caught her eye. I was like, I want to talk to you.
You recognize me.
I remember Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.
Who are they?
These are just real old
what are they
R&B singers.
They were
old
singers,
school.
But they sing that song. Bill! I love you so.
Oh, that song everybody keeps talking about?
Yes, that's them.
Oh, okay.
And I was hoping I could get her to sing a line that y'all could use on the show.
Okay.
But I was interviewing somebody while she caught my eye and like, yeah, she was going to come talk to me. And then I lost her.
Too late.
All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, Emma Kelly, it's going to be all right.
What's wrong with Emma Kelly's
day?
I'm sorry, I forgot about Emma Kelly's moment.
Yeah, she doesn't want to. No, she doesn't want to hear about me marrying Bill.
She talked about Bill. Emma Kelly just put her fingers over her face.
This is Emma Kelly's time, but it's.
Me.
Emma Kelly?
Emma Kelly, are you ready? We said you were going to do a love letter.
Okay.
It's a very special Monday edition of Love Letters to Emma Kelly.
Do we have the jingle?
Oh, we absolutely do. You ready?
Here we go.
Remember, it's not Kelly, it's Emma Kelly.
Got it.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Emma Kelly.
Dear Emma Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I need your help. I'm in first grade, and I have a big crush on a boy named Braden.
Ooh, Braden.
Right? Your cousin is named Braden. All right. We even held hands last week after school.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yesterday, I saw my best friend Kinsley holding Braden's hand at recess.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No.
She knows that I like him, so I am sad that she would hold his hand. What should I do? Can I still be Kinsley's best friend? And can I still like Braden? That's from Anna. What do you have to say to Anna?
What advice do you have for that?
Talk to your best friend and tell her that when she held his hand, it hurt your feelings. And she would probably say sorry. And next recess, you should hold his hand.
I'll steal him right back.
So tell the friend that hurt your feelings, and then you go get your man back. Is that your advice? I love it.
Wouldn't you not want that guy since he already went after your friend, though?
Or would you not want your friend because,
it's bros before girlfriends on the playground, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
Bros before girlfriends on the playground?
I couldn't say the other thing.
I'll finish this chicks rhyme before. Here, Emma Kelly.
Chicks before.
Bros before.
No.
I'm just going to see.
Nose. That rhymes.
It's a rhyme.
Bros before. Nose.
She doesn't know what you're talking about.
Rhymes with bros.
Yeah. What rhymes with bros, Emma Kelly? Bros before.
Pick a word, honey. You can't be quiet on the radio.
Bros?
Bros before pros.
Okay.
Pros. There
all
you
right.
Go.
Chicks before.
No.
I'm just making sure.
I promise you, it's not an issue.
Exactly. And you're the dad.
What was so funny? Why was there? That's what I'm going to have to deal with. You know what? You don't ask me, Emma Kelly. You ask JC all day.
Don't ask JC.
Don't ask me.
Hey, mm-hmm. I'm your friend.
You wait till Chloe gets
funny.
Nothing was funny, Emma Kelly. I had a question. I was just wondering.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. I don't get it either.
One day.
I don't know what he's talking about.
But
don't even ask me.
Tricks.
You going to go back
tricks
and help Elaine answer the phone some more? Was that fun?
Are you liking
Maybe.
It?
Maybe. I like this microphone better, though.
You like the microphone? You want to sit in?
Yeah, so does Elena.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
The big break is back for its second year.
All right.
Now, this is big. If you think you're the next Lord, maybe you're the next Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez, maybe they live in your house and they don't know it yet, then you might just score your big break. We have Linda Sepien in studio. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
My favorite part about this contest.
What?
Linda Sepien gets to come in here.
You get to see Linda all the time.
Yeah,
she
buddy.
Flew in just for this, Al.
I know.
Now, Linda's one of the most sought-after vocal coaches in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked with Jessica Simpson, right? Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez.
I have, yeah.
Destiny's
all the kids pop kids,
stop,
too.
Yeah. Stop me if I'm wrong. Destiny's Child. You yes. worked with them a little bit in the beginning stages. Queen B. How was Beyonce when she was starting out?
You know what? She was always beautiful, and she's always had a great quality about mm-hmm. her voice. She was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was with Destiny's Child at the time.
And you've had yeah. a bunch of people that have gone on American Idol.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of people on American Idol.
Who would you
yeah.
say? I'm just curious, because I know that it's one of those, like, when I, you know, Beyonce is a great example. Like, she just has it, you mm-hmm. know? She just has that star power. And I know that's something you can teach a little bit of with stage presence, but who that you've worked with just had it, you know, like, most noticeably from the start, just had that star power?
You know, Demi Lovato definitely did, because she had a work ethic, but so did Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah.
She was amazing from the beginning. She always wanted that. She wanted it. You know, when yeah. you know they want it, then
right.
you know they're going to go
hungry.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Now, if you want to work with Linda Sepien, we're giving you this opportunity with the big break. If you want this, this is how you enter. You submit a video of 5 minutes or less. You're going to be able to tell from 5 minutes, right,
oh,
Linda?
Totally. Five
yeah.
minutes.
Probably
you
less
can tell
than
in
that.
30 seconds.
Yes. Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this video, tell us a little bit about yourself. Then approximately 2 minutes of you performing an original song you're working on. So you want somebody that's already writing and doing
yes.
originals.
Well, we want, if it's going to be a break, we're going to have somebody really original that already knows what their genre
right.
is,
yeah.
their lane is,
just,
where they
not
are.
Not just cover music.
Now, the original
right.
doesn't have to be complete, because you may be able to help them
right.
with that.
Absolutely. We can create that original, too, with
right.
them.
Mm-hmm. And then the other 2 minutes, so you got 1 minute talking about yourself, 2 minutes of an original song, and then another 2 minutes of you performing a cover.
Okay, that's, okay.
What kind of covers are you looking for, Linda? Is there a particular cover or anything?
Well, hopefully something that shows enough in the range and their voice and and their lane, too, in what they're doing. We don't want them to be singing a pop song if they're rock. I mean,
exactly.
something that really means something for us to be able to focus on to brand.
Be
if
you.
We can't brand them,
right.
it would take too long to brand them in 6 weeks. So.
And this is something Linda has always said. Linda says it's not just about singing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's plenty of good singers out there. It's also
right.
about your
yeah.
stage presence.
Absolutely.
And this is what you're going to be working on. If you happen to win the big break, this is what you'll work with them on, right?
Well, we're going to work with them on a number of things, but stage presence is probably the key, because you have to learn to invite people into your audience into your life, into
mm-hmm.
your stage, into your song. And if you can't invite them when they're up there singing, if you can't invite them in, then you're not going to have fans. So it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a whole week. That they'll go
intensive
for 1 week
right.
coaching with the Sepien Entertainment Group. I mean, you're going to have an opportunity to write with a hit music writer. So you have people on your crew that already do this for a living.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we have teams in New York and L.A. that also write. So we'll
yeah.
bring them in, write with them. They'll get an amazing 1 week opportunity and just be seen by, you know, people that can help them.
Yeah. You'll take that original song that you auditioned with, and Linda and her group will produce it. They'll mix it. They'll master it for you.
Yeah, then
yes.
you get to do a music video shoot for that song at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Get a little makeover.
Really cool.
It's all about image, too. It's not just
right.
about somebody
the
that can
look.
Sing well. It's the whole package.
Yeah.
And right now, if you're watching Kid TV, you see last year's winner of the big break, Maddie Applegate. You know,
yes.
and
yeah.
what she went through, and it was awesome transformation in just 1 week's time.
And what they did with her original song afterwards, it was,
yeah.
I mean, it came
oh,
out
yeah.
great.
It came out really
oh,
good.
Oh,
she was
Kelly
a great
loves
singer.
That song. I downloaded
yeah.
it from iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We still listen to it.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Great singer.
There you go. I don't remember this stuff.
I know. I love it.
Now, we don't want to tell you everything that's in the basket, but there will be some celebrity mentors that will be helping helping out with Linda. And also, we have big, big announcements throughout this week. We're going to tell, like, there's some cool stuff you're going to get to do if you win the big break. Again, you go to KidNation.com, put your video up there, 5 minutes, tell us about yourself, sing us an original, and sing us a cover song.
You need to be between the ages of 13 and 19.
Very important.
I'm really sorry, all you moms that are in the car thinking, oh, this is my big break. Yeah. I'm afraid that ship has sailed. It's for ages 13 to 19 only, this particular contest.
It was the 17 last year.
And we both unless this is a typo, it's 13 to 19.
It is 13 to 19.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. We got all the teen years. All the teen years.
Got it.
And Linda thinks it's a big deal because you flew in to talk to us because you've been traveling.
Where were you? I was in L.A. and just working with songwriters there, trying to get a number of things done that we're doing in projects. But the things that, even the things that they're going to be doing the week doesn't compare to some of the things that we'll announce later on the big break and the chances and opportunities that they will get. So I'm excited. I think this year is going to be amazing.
Okay.
You all done touring?
That's the word, amazing.
You were touring with Demi Lovato. Are you all done touring?
I'm not done. Well, she's off now.
She's off right now. Right, but when she goes back, you'll go back with her?
I hope so. I hope
I am. Bet.
Yeah.
Does it get boring during the shows when she's out there singing? Or do you go out there?
No,
and go,
because it's live. Demi sings live on everything. So everything she does is by chance, if it works or not, it's all live. She never lip syncs ever. And she's been hoarse before she sings many times.
Mm. How do you fix that? Because I've heard her when she was hoarse when she came out
here.
It's
a special drink you give her, right?
Yeah, there's drinks that you can give, and there's, steroids.
Steroid
shots.
Well, I had, because I'm such a great singer, but when I lost my voice, I had to get, do this job, I need a voice. I had to get multiple steroid shots, but it's a tough thing.
Does she have roid rage when you give them these shots?
It's a different kind of steroids.
You do get a little bit hyped.
Yeah, you do.
You feel energized.
You can't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
What kind of advice would you give to a person such as myself? That, I'm kind of a karaoke aficionado, but I could really step up my game as well. Just one little bit of advice would you give me to be a better karaoke singer?
Can you sing something first?
Break her off a cappella, Al, since you brought that up.
All right.
Yeah, you want vocal coaching or stage presence?
Now, Linda, I don't know what Al's going to sing. He hasn't told us, but I guarantee you it's going to be country.
Here we go.
I'm sure gun, too.
Here you go.
Ever since you left me, I've been riding around, thinking up a little country, go heartbreak, try to... I said I don't have the words in front of me. I pray for a sign.
Al cannot take his eyes off himself the whole time he's singing.
There it is in the window.
Look at him, looking at myself
to see how...
Stage presence.
Stage presence, right. Al. That's all it is. You got to sell it.
You can't be looking at yourself in the monitor.
So if you're up there on par with Al's voice, you're going to go far in this competition.
Right? Yeah.
That's what we're asking.
Okay, do you want some real advice?
Yes.
Sure.
Unfortunately, he doesn't fall within the 13 to 19 age requirements.
Yeah,
by his girlfriend's due.
Real advice for those of us that like to do karaoke.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't want to bounce the whole time you're singing.
Because
you got to kind of go with the vibe of the song. But secondly, your voice skates a lot. It skates too much. So you can't do a lot of style with that.
Because
it's always going to be that same
sound.
More staccato, Al.
I heard. You have no style.
Zero style right there.
So we would have to make you stop skating.
Maybe skating and bouncing.
Hold on,
my new style.
Because a few years ago, the show played a horrible joke on me, and Linda was in on the prank where they sent me to work with Linda for not just a week. Linda, I worked with you for like 3 months.
Oh my gosh, you thought you were going to be the next.
I can't believe
you. You know what's horrible about that? Because I would go to these lessons with Linda, and she would tell me, oh, you're doing so great, JC. You're doing so. And I started going like, I don't hear it, but if Linda Septian's telling me it's going well, then I obviously.
You got better. You got a lot better.
You did help me get a little bit better, but I started believing that I might be good. And they.
we told him the truth.
Yeah. They had
the painful truth you couldn't tell him, Linda.
It was on the radio where you guys finally told me. They had a guy from Miami call in and say that he wanted to fly me out and become the next Latin star. Remember that? I got so nervous.
It was a bad prank.
That's so awesome. Mean.
What you need is somebody like Linda just to give you the honest truth. No bouncing, no skating.
Normally Linda does that, but Kid and Kelly and Al had her going on this, and she couldn't back down because that's buddy status right there.
Oh, man.
So maybe you can work with Al.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was a great time. You taught me how to sing out of my diaphragm.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
how we do it.
You know, we'll have these details if you're, you know, if you're just catching this and interested in signing up for the big break. We'll have all the details about, you know, how you make your audition yeah. submission at KidNation.com.
And if we want to work with your entertainment group, Linda, what's the website so we can go check it out?
TheSeptianGroup.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll have a link to that, too.
I need to
yeah.
check
and by the way,
out, I guess.
Linda is going to be on the TVs on the Dish Nation coming up soon.
Oh, ooh, good.
Nice. Yeah.
Because we're expanding this search
ooh.
To the TV audience.
Oh,
well.
I didn't. That's news to me. That's exciting.
We're going to find somebody.
The next big break.
Yeah. And it all starts right here. Thank you, Linda, so much
You're
for joining
welcome.
Us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get those videos in at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Quick shout out to Jimmy Kimmel for winning the fight night.
Yeah.
as Manny Pacquiao's hype man / Bieber.
That was wow. great.
That was a
yeah.
great job by Jimmy. Jimmy
the,
Kimmel
that was
always,
the highlight of the night.
It
Kimmel
was.
Following Pacquiao out dressed like Bieber dressed last year when he was with Mayweather, bouncing around just like Bieber did. It was perfect.
And not to be outdone, Floyd came out with the Burger King, the actual Burger King mascot.
I thought they got rid of that mascot.
No, he's there. He was there.
He freaked
fight.
Everybody out.
Yeah, he was there, Kelly, freaking people out. Just
seriously, that's
same.
Why they got rid of him, because he was freaky.
Yeah, he was there, and Justin Bieber was now demoted to behind the Burger King guy.
Oh,
man. Good appearance, so. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Okay.
We already gave away $920 to Jeff Wallace.
Wow, that was crazy intense.
Yes.
Exciting.
Let's meet Noel, car number 13. How you doing, Noel?
I'm good. How are y'all?
All doing
good.
Great.
Good.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm actually supposed to be in work right now. It's 8:36. I'm supposed to be here at 8:30.
Oh, that's okay. You're only a couple minutes
six
late.
6 minutes. Well, add one more to it. It'll be 7. All right.
All right. So we won't take your time because we want you not to get in trouble. Okay?
That's right.
Noel, do you know the rules?
Uh-huh. I do.
Al, can you remind her just in
sure.
case?
Sure. You know what? Real fast, you're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts. Say stop when you want us to stop. If not, the vault closes. You get nothing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Pretty simple, right? Noel? Yep. All right, we'll get you into work here soon, but let's play Beat the Bank first. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$300.
Oh,
ooh.
Banker. So
nice. $390. $470. $520. $600.
Okay, we'll go ahead and stop.
Okay. We'll just go ahead and stop right there. Okay.
Go ahead and stop.
That was a long way of saying stop, Noel.
I was like, okay, we'll continue. No, I'm joking. We won't.
And just so you know, if the vault had closed before you said the word stop, like, okay, I guess we'll go ahead, boom, that was, you would have got nothing.
We've had two of the calmest stops we've ever had on Beat the Bank today.
These long, drawn-out sentences. Just, hey.
What was it? Shannon, was it $620? Is that where we stopped?
I believe so.
I think it just said 600.
600, yeah.
600?
600, okay.
Okay.
JC trying to give you an extra 20. He's so sweet.
Oh, but
I'm not
really
upset at all.
I was just so scared. I didn't know what it was. $600 for you, Noel. Let's take a listen to how much you could have won.
$670.
Oh, okay. Just went up a little bit.
Oh!
Well done, Noel!
Very good, Noel.
Very good. Giving away over
$1,500. I work at a credit union.
What's that, Noel?
I said, I guess it helps a little bit that I work at a credit union.
Yes,
sure,
it does.
Yeah,
it
you
does.
Know how the vault door closes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
All right, Noel. We know you're a little bit late for work, so we'll let you go. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up with your money, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and playing.
Way to go.
What
Congratulations.
A great job, both players today. We've given away over $30,000 with Beat the Bank, and that's going to continue tomorrow.
Yeah, we ain't done.
Yeah, we play twice a day, 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
Our balance might be low, but we're not broke.
So much fun. We just want to keep playing.
And coming up next, we're going to talk about something that'll make Al incredibly sweaty before work.
What?
Coming up here. No, we're not. No, we're not here. Never mind.
Never mind.
My bad. Come back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Noelle Taft. She just won $600 with Beat the Bank. And earlier, Jeff Wallace won the maximum on his turn, $920. Play again tomorrow morning, 7:20, 8:20 Central.
Nice.
Kelly, you going to be celebrating today?
Celebrating.
Britney Spears came out with a new song.
Oh, she did. That's right. With Iggy Azalea,
yeah,
right?
It's called Pretty Girls. Let's take a listen to it.
We be keeping them up on their toes. They can laugh, but they don't get the jokes. That you watch, they're so predictable.
I like it a little bit.
You have to admit it.
Man,
the more you listen to it, the more you're going to love it.
Very cool.
That's the first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Man, I like it.
So,
I love Britney Spears when she's rapping with Iggy Azalea.
What would you do to celebrate Britney having a new song? What would you do?
I would probably recreate one
Crossroads.
Of my... Yeah. Oh, thank you. I was going to say I was going to recreate one of my favorite music videos she's done. But yeah, Crossroads viewing would not be bad. Has the music video been released for this yet? Because I know there were some shots of them working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Iggy directed it, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think the video's been released
not ready.
Yet, but when it does, we'll play it on KTV.
Great.
So
I'm
all watch
so
it.
Excited.
Well, I ask you that because at the beginning of the show, a lot of times, I'll go, like at about 1 minute before we go on the air, I scramble. I go to this National Day of Calendar website.
Yeah, they have weird holidays and stuff, right, Al?
Yeah. Like today is National Star Wars Day.
Oh. Because so, May the 4th.
May 4th. Right.
And it sounds like you're saying, may the 4th be with you with a lisp. May the 4th be with you.
Right.
Get it?
Yeah, I got you.
So I guess if you're a big Star Wars fan, you'll go out
it's
and get
a
lightsaber today.
Okay.
But I thought I'd give you guys a little indication, a little hint as to what days are coming up so you might start think about what you want to do to celebrate these days.
Some fun holidays coming up.
Yeah. Now, today is not only Star Wars Day. Today is also National Bird Day. So you might want to swing by Popeyes or somewhere and get you some barnyard pimp. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
So we'll probably get you a margarita or some Mexican food.
And why are we celebrating something about beating France or Spain
Pueblo
or something?
The Battle
something.
Of Puebla.
Puebla.
Yeah.
Puebla.
And what happened there?
They were heavily outnumbered by the French, and the Mexicans ended up winning that battle. It's
how
not
about
the,
that?
It's not day of it's not Independence Day by no means in Mexico.
Yeah.
It just happens to be a pretty big win.
So that's tomorrow. May 5th is also National Teacher Day. So you might want to hook up with a teacher. May 6th is National.
Hook your teacher up.
Okay.
National Nurses Day is May 6th. So, you know, same thing. Hook up with your nurse. On May 8th is No Socks Day.
May 8th.
So don't wear socks on May 8th.
Otherwise known as Stinky Foot Day.
Stinky Foot
it's
Day.
It's like most days for me.
Yeah.
I hate socks.
Yuck.
Obviously, May 10th is Mother's Day, so you know to take care of mom.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yes. Don't. Forget.
It's so hard now that I have a wife that has kids and
right,
I have a mom.
Right. Now, May 13th, I don't know if this is a spin on Secretary's Day, but it's Receptionist Day.
Okay.
Well,
so
a receptionist isn't necessarily
a secretary. And do they even call it Secretary's Day anymore? Do they call it Administrative Assistance Day or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And let's see what else.
Well, these are all titillating and exciting holidays.
Al really gets excited about this.
I say that because on May 15th is National Bike to Work Day.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm a biker.
Uh-huh. You are?
Yeah.
When was the last time you rode a bike?
How many miles away are you from the station, though?
I'm like 11, 12 miles away. Yeah, I've ridden my bike up here several times.
What?
Yeah.
Back when you were young and in shape.
In 2005.
Yes.
So long ago.
On National Bike to Work Day.
And that's when you lived in the little family neighborhood I lived in, and you could take the little highway the whole way.
Uh-huh.
The not very heavily traveled highway.
Good
the
point.
Only way for you to get here from where you live now is interstate.
Three major interstates to get here.
There are, but there's ways to go on back roads and stuff.
So that's going to make make it longer.
When there was ice on the ground 2 or 3 months ago, I took some roads that weren't highway and got home. It took a while.
Yeah, you were in a car, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
But it's National Bike to Work Day on May 15th. So
you're going to leave tonight?
So I'm thinking about riding my bike to work day.
When is May 15th? Let me look at the calendar. What day of the week is that?
Is that a...
That's a Friday.
Friday.
So it's a week from this Friday.
Okay, good.
Do you even have a bike, Al?
I do kind of, but, you know, I think for this, I think I need to get something. I need to step it up a little bit. So I'm probably going to go to a bike shop today and get me a bike and see. I need a helmet. I have no idea where my helmet is.
You better get some knee pads.
I need some knee pads.
Elbow pads.
Neck pads.
Some cool bike
shoes. Butt pad. You get some of that monkey butt powder, too.
Yeah, I need some monkey
butt. Yeah, you don't want it.
And let's see. What else? I need a helmet.
Ow, seriously, though.
Can you, like, motorcycle to work?
No, I mean, I guess I could. I can't find the keys to my scooter.
Are you going to, like, try to, I mean, is it practice? Something you can do without building up to it?
Yeah,
that's a long way to bike.
You got a condition.
When I had my knee surgery a couple of months ago, they said the way you're supposed to rehab your knee is to bike ride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the motion, so, I bet, helps.
Yeah, it helps as opposed to treadmill or just general
lateral,
jogging and
yeah.
whatnot. So, y'all want to do it with me?
No.
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 No?
No. Well, first of all, I don't live by you. I would have to go down by you.
Yeah, they have to ride your bike
and
to my house.
I live like 20-something miles away. No way.
And there's no way you're going to make it before the show starts.
And it's not safe. It's going to be pitch dark.
Well,
are you going to get a bike with a light?
I mean,
blinky light?
I have to get a blinky light.
I don't want
to
ruin your dream.
Clothing?
I'm cool with you doing the biking.
I want to encourage people to do this on May 15th, National Bike to Work Day. We're going to ride our bikes to work.
Save gas? What's the point?
I might even get some listeners to meet at my apartment. And we ride together.
That's smart. Let people know where you live and then leave that place.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.